Good morning, boys and girls. It's nice to see you again. I can't wait till we can see you in person. Welcome to Pop Tarts in Pajamas one more time. We're so glad to have you. I need you to open your Bibles to Luke chapter 18, verse 35. Luke 18, 35. We are learning the I Ams of Christ. We are learning how to describe him by how he describes himself. Last week we learned, we're talking about who does Jesus say he is. We learned that Jesus is the good shepherd. This week's lesson says, I am the light of the world. Just to tease your appetite a little bit, we will do, I am the bread of life. I am the resurrection and the life. And I am the way, the truth, and the life. Those are lessons coming your way. But for today, we're going to work on I am the light of the world. Do you know that God says that he dresses himself in light? That is his garment. There's light and darkness. Those words, the concepts are used a lot in the Bible. And often, light refers to God or his holiness, his righteousness. When we obey him, we're walking in the light. But then there is also darkness. And darkness can refer to many things, all of them not good. We could be talking about Satan, about evil, about sin, about wickedness. Those are all things of darkness. So we contrast the light, which is God, his goodness, his holiness, with the darkness, which can be separation from God and just sin in general. All right, I would like to open in prayer. If you would bow your heads and close your eyes and pray with me. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for this wonderful opportunity to share your word with children. I pray, Lord, that they would learn from how you describe yourself, how we can know more about you. That you are the good shepherd that loves us. Today, Lord, that you are the light of the world. Give me wisdom, fill me, Holy Spirit, control me. I need your help. In Jesus' name, amen. Oh, it's a mystery. What is that sound? I think I need some help. Nova, come and help me. There's that sound. What is that sound? It's a mystery. Oh, here, I'm going to put a blindfold on you. That will help you be able to tell what the sound is. Let's put this on. Oh, okay. Oh, all right. So, what is that sound? Can you tell? Can you see? You can't see? Oh, here, I know what'll help. You can't see. Here's a flashlight. Let me turn it on. All right, here's my flashlight. Surely that'll help you solve the mystery. What is that sound? Can you see, Nova? No, not being able to see makes it hard to sound the mystery. The flashlight couldn't help you because you couldn't see, because your eyes were covered with the blindfold. Even with a flashlight, you need to have your eyes open to be able to see. Yes, there's my mystery. That's what was making the sound, these little buzzers. You want to push one? Push this one. Okay, thank you. You know, even if you have a flashlight, you have to have your eyes open if you want to be able to see. If your eyes are not open, it's like you're blind. And that's where our story starts. The Bible tells us, okay, I'm all done. You can go. The Bible tells us about a man who lived in the town of Jericho. Jericho was a beautiful place, dry and rocky, but also beautiful with tall, feathery palm trees. But he couldn't see anything. He couldn't see a beautiful sunrise. He couldn't see the feathery palm trees. To him, it was always dark as the darkest night, as if it were you and you had put a blindfold on and you couldn't see anything. The world was always dark. He was blind. This man's named Bartimaeus. Every morning, Bartimaeus probably felt his way down the street outside the city gate, where he'd sit against a wall, and there he would beg, "Do you have any money? Do you have any money? Help the poor." Say that with me. It would be awful to have to be a blind and to be a beggar alongside of the road. And in those days, people that were blind didn't have very many jobs to choose, didn't have any jobs to choose from, and so they would beg. Say it with me. Do you have any money? Do you have any money? You close your eyes. Do you have any money? What a hard and difficult life that was for Bartimaeus. Being blind made his life very difficult. Bartimaeus, boys and girls, was in darkness physically because of his blindness. But he had another kind of darkness in his life. There was spiritual darkness in his life. And this was much worse than the physical darkness of him being blind. You might say, what is spiritual darkness? Well, let me share it with you. When our story started, God created man and woman, Adam and Eve. And they lived in a perfect world, and life was wonderful. They had only one rule to obey. Don't eat of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. But they did. They sinned. They broke God's laws. Now, God had said, Adam and Eve, if you eat of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, you will die. And I know some children get confused because she did, and the story goes on, and she didn't die. Or did she? She died this way, boys and girls. Later, her physical body will die, but right then she did die. She was separated from God. Looking at our slide, God is Father, Son, and Spirit. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. One God, three persons. And God made man in his image. Man has a body. Okay, that's your physical part of you, this one here. That's the physical part of you, your body. Your body is what gets hungry and tired and wants to lay down. You can touch it. The spirit, boys and girls, is not something you can see or touch. You know that there's a God. Can you see God? No. But is God real? Yes. God is spirit. And when he created man, he made man in his image. So man has a body, a soul, and a spirit. Because Adam and Eve sinned, when we are born not spiritually alive. Our spiritual side is not alive. When you're born physically, you are alive. Hallelujah. You were born, you're crying, you're alive. But when we're born, our spirit is not yet alive unto God. And that is because of sin. When Adam and Eve sinned, they were separated from God. They died spiritually. Their perfect friendship and fellowship with God was not there anymore. Sin was in the way. Man, again, is made in God's image. Am I moving here on my screen? Because my phone is not moving. Okay. We have a body, a soul, and a spirit. And when we're born, the spirit part of us, the part of us we can't see, is separated from God because Adam and Eve sinned and we are all born in sin. So Bartimaeus, boys and girls, had two problems. He had physical blindness that was a problem, but he also had spiritual blindness. Now, I put this up here in a chart so we can see the two different things. Bartimaeus was physically blind. He could not see. He was in darkness. And he was also in spiritual darkness, just like we are before we trust Christ as our Savior. When we're born and our spirit is not alive unto God because our sin separates us from him, we cannot have friendship with God. Bartimaeus could not do anything to help himself. There was no medicine, there was no treatment, there was no doctors to help him. He could not help himself. He could not fix his problem. And because of our sin separates us from God. We can't fix that problem on our own. No matter what good things we do, they do not help us because we cannot fix that problem. The Bible tells us there is none righteous, no, not one. Another way to say that is all have sinned. Because of sin, we owe God a payment, a price tag. The price tag on our sin is death, which means separation from God forever in a bad place. So Bartimaeus has those two problems. He is blind physically, but he is also blind spiritually. He is separated from God because of his sin. And that is a much bigger problem. Now, we don't really know how or when, but somehow Bartimaeus heard about a man called Jesus. He knew that Jesus was, said he was God and he was doing miracles. And this was helping people know that he was God. Oh, look, there's someone here from Jericho. Excuse me, come up here. Mr. Sir from Jericho, I have a microphone for you. Hello. Here, can you tell us what some things you've learned about this Jesus man?
Oh, yes, Jesus. I'm sorry, I already forgot.
He's a messenger, is he?
He's a messenger, yes. Some say he's a messenger of God, a prophet. Some say he is the Savior, the one God promised to send to us.
What does he do?
Oh, he teaches about God and heaven and performs miracles.
What?
He fed 5,000 men from only 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. He made dead people alive again. He made deaf people hear. And people who could not speak, he made talk. He even made a blind man see.
Blind man to see. Well, thank you for that information. I appreciate it. You have a good day. Thank you, Mr. Man from Jericho. Bartimaeus would have heard these things. He would have heard that this Jesus had made blind people to see. And he probably thought about Jesus a lot. But he didn't know how to meet him because Jesus was in Nazareth and he was in Jericho. Boys and girls, here's a map of our world. We live in Florida where the Black Star is. And the Bible stories take place in the Middle East. Look, it's kind of in the middle of the map. And in the east, to the east at least of us, in a land called Israel. And that is where the Bible stories take place. It was a real place. This is not a fairy tale. These are real places. Now, if you watch that pink arrow, Bartimaeus lived in Jericho. But Jesus was Jesus of Nazareth. He was pretty far away. Bartimaeus didn't know any way that he could get himself there. It was too far for a blind man to go. And so he just probably sat and waited and thought, well, maybe one day he'll come to Jericho. And sure enough, all of a sudden, it was that time of year when people were coming to a feast in Jerusalem and they would pass through Jericho. So there were many, many more people. This was good for a blind beggar. He hoped that the people would give him more people, would give him more money. And as he sat outside the city gate begging, he could hear excitement, more feet, more sound of feet, more people talking, lots of going on. And he wanted to know what was happening. Now, look in your Bible, Luke 18, verse 36. And hearing the multitude pass by, he asked what it meant. Imagine, he can't see what's happening. Maybe you've been in a big crowd and you were on the shorter side and all the tall people were in front of you and you kept trying to look and see. He couldn't see even if he jumped. He was blind. And so he's saying, what's happening? What's happening? What do you see? What's going on? Look in verse 37. And they told him, Jesus of Nazareth is passing by. Jesus? Nazareth? Bartimaeus would have been so excited. He was probably trembling. He couldn't see Jesus. And you know, he's sitting on the ground. Maybe he stood up, but maybe Jesus wouldn't notice him. What could he do? What could he do? Well, there was one thing he could do. What would you do if you were a blind man and you wanted Jesus to notice you? That's what he did. He started yelling, and this is what he yelled. We're going to look in verse 38. And he cried, saying, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Well, the people in front of him, boys and girls, didn't like that. They thought Jesus didn't have time for an old blind man. He wanted to see what was happening, and Bartimaeus was disturbing him. But yet, look in verse 39. And they which went before rebuked him. So they're saying, hush, hush, that he should hold his peace. But was Bartimaeus going to stop with his chance? He was not. But he cried so much the more, thou son of David, have mercy on me, have mercy on me. I imagine he just went on and on. And I thought, boys and girls, what an interesting thing he was asking for. He was asking God for mercy. He wasn't asking, Jesus, heal my blind eyes, I'm blind. The first thing that he asked Jesus for was mercy. Well, sometimes we know these Bible words, we hear them, but we're not quite sure what they mean. Mercy is not getting what you deserve. And then it kind of leads over into the word grace, and then you would get kindness instead. If you don't get what you deserve, then you're getting kindness. So you start with mercy and you kind of end with grace. These boys are fighting. You know, if you get in a fight with school, they're probably going to send you home for a few days. That's called being suspended. Now, so mercy is not getting what you deserved. I put up this little illustration. Here's this boy who went to school and did his math paper. But he did his math paper really bad. Look at that math. Those are wrong answers. Every answer is wrong. Maybe he was having a bad day. Well, the teacher gave him the grade that he deserved, and she gave him an F. Now, suppose he goes home, and mom says, oh, child of mine, you are not doing good schoolwork. You're going to sit down here and do that paper all over again. He would have deserved to have to sit down and do his paper over again because he didn't do it well in school. But suppose instead, she said, I know math's hard for you, so let's go have some ice cream. That would be mercy turning into grace. Mercy is not getting what you deserve. And that's what Bartimaeus was asking Jesus for. Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Don't give me what I deserve. And he is hoping for kindness instead. And that actually comes into the word that is grace. Jesus is mercy. He is the light of the world. He is the good shepherd. But he is also mercy when he, God, the creator of the universe, the one that picked your eye color and your hair color, that picked the family you live in, the creator of the universe came to earth, lived a perfect life, was crucified, died on the cross for us. We are the ungodly. We are not like God. We do wrong, and sometimes we do wrong on purpose. But God is a God of mercy. He doesn't give us what we deserve. And so Bartimaeus is asking for his mercy. Do you know that God loves all people, boys and girls? No matter where they live, no matter whether they're rich or poor, no matter what they look like, no matter what color hair they have, what color skin they have, God loves everyone. He loves us so much that he says, if you would believe in me, trust in me that I died on the cross to take away your sins, you can have everlasting life. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life. We can praise God, boys and girls, for his mercy. I know you come to church when you get to, and when we worship and people say, oh, we praise the Lord. And it's like, oh, what does that mean? How do I do it? We can praise God for his mercy, that we don't get what we deserve. Can you say that with me, please? Praise God for his mercy. Good job. Now, Bartimaeus is there back in the city, and he's still crying out for Jesus to see him. What do you think is going to happen next? Look in verse 40. And Jesus stood. Or wait, actually, he stopped. He was walking, he stopped. He stood and commanded him to be brought unto him. Can you imagine? People saying, Bartimaeus, he wants you. He's calling for you. Get up. Get up, Bartimaeus. Jesus wants to talk to you. I bet Bartimaeus You jump up and 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. He probably jumped up. It's like, he wasn't talking to me. He heard me. Maybe he'll heal me, he's thinking. And he would have been so excited and trembling. And he went right there to Jesus, who wasn't too busy for the blind man. So Bartimaeus asked Jesus for his mercy to heal his eyes. Boys and girls, we can trust Christ as his Savior and receive his mercy too. What we don't deserve, a home in heaven. So there's Bartimaeus standing right in front of Jesus. And Jesus says something to him in verse 41. It says, saying, what wilt thou that I shall do unto thee? What do you want, Bartimaeus? I can imagine a hush just falling over the huge crowd that was always wherever Jesus was. What do you want, Bartimaeus? And he said, Lord, called him Lord. I think, you know, in that moment, he believed that Jesus was God, that he was his Savior. Lord, that I may receive my sight. All right, to the point. I want to see. And what do you think happened next? Bartimaeus could see. Immediately, he could see. Imagine that color. Maybe for the first time. People. Sky. Sun. And best of all, the face of Jesus, the one who had made him see. He could see. Imagine the people around him. Imagine him saying, I can see! I can see! And the people knowing this man had been by this gate forever. They knew he was blind. He'd been blind for a long time. They were so happy. And Bartimaeus was so happy. What do you think he did next? Let's go back to our chart. Jesus healed his eyes. He healed his physical blindness. But he was also healed spiritually. And you know, boys and girls, that Jesus will forgive our sin. He'll forgive your sin no matter what you've done and give you the gift of eternal life when you trust him. At that point, then you are made spiritually alive. And you can have friendship with God and fellowship with God. Let's praise God for his mercy. And that's exactly what Bartimaeus did. Verse 43, and immediately he received his sight and followed him, glorifying God. It's like, whoa, look at Jesus. Look what he did. He had mercy on me. He's made me see. Glorifying God. And all the people, when they saw it, gave praise unto God. So, boys and girls, we can praise God for this specific word, for mercy. Mercy, again, is not, here's Bartimaeus, he looks so happy, does he? Mercy is not getting what you deserve. Jesus healed his eyes, Bartimaeus could see, and Bartimaeus praised Jesus for his mercy, and we can praise God for his mercy. We can trust him as our Savior. He had given life, eternal life, spiritual life. We can have friendship with God, and then we can praise him for his mercy. Do you know when you go to church? Soon you'll get to go to church again. And we sing our praising God. That's a good reason to sing. And lots of our hymns and things talk about God's mercy. But you today can praise God for his mercy. Can you say that with me? Praise God for his mercy. So we're learning again about Jesus. And who does Jesus say he is? He tells us, I am the good shepherd. Today, I am the light of the world. We will see you next week for Pop-Tarts in Pajamas. Our new time is 9 o'clock in the morning. So I look forward to seeing you then. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your mercy, and we praise you that you are a good God that doesn't give us what we deserve, that gives us that opportunity, that died on the cross for us so we can put our trust in you. Thank you for healing Bartimaeus' eyes. Father, I pray for boys and girls that may still be physically, not physically blind, but spiritually blind, that they haven't trusted you as their Savior. I pray that you would speak to their hearts and they would do that soon. And Lord, we do again praise you for your mercy. In Jesus' name, amen.